The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Hello, Sydney. It's an honor.
I have an axe in my mattress.
What the
I just want to fast forward to the part of my life when everything's okay.
Why are you doing this to us? Why is this show ending?
I don't know.
We're not ready.
Wait, y'all got the wrong person. I think these questions are supposed to be directed to Ethan. I was invited to this party.
Excuse me.
What? Yeah.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, you guys. Hello.
Hi. I love these boots.
Thank you very much.
They deserve some love.
Thank you very much.
You look like Poison Ivy if she was on the Housewives series, you know?
This could be a Halloween costume you just put on your red wig.
Red wig, and like stick leaves to me. And I do want to give you a little shout out. I am wearing Hunter socks today. Mine were too thick, so I had to borrow his. Okay, let's jump in. It's been almost 25 years since the first Scream came out. Now Courtney Cox and Neve Campbell are back, and the trailer just dropped.
This isn't funny, Amber.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
Hello?
It's happening.
3 attacks so far.
You ready for this? Never.
Look out! Hello, Sydney. It's an honor.
I am such a huge Scream fan. Love, love Scream. I could rewatch it every day.
All right, what are the rules for surviving a horror movie? Should you ever open?
I'm not playing these games with these people who want to play tricks with me. Like, I'm letting that thing go. I'm not gonna play Blue's Clues with you outside my house. What's going on? I'm letting that thing go to anything moving. You go away from the noise, by the way. Like, if you hear something,
you walk away.
You don't walk towards the noise.
You walk away from it.
And no one knows your house better than you. You know where all the hiding spots should be.
Now I'm thinking, do I have a hiding spot in my home?
I would know where to hide. I've also got some weapons scattered around
like
the house.
What?
Yeah, a dog bone. Or turtle food, that's what I was mentioning.
I've got a big old hunting knife next to the bed.
Ooh, how big?
Hunting knife.
It's big, like 3 inches, huge.
I have an axe in my mattress.
No, it's like 7 inches.
What the
axe in my bedroom
you
as
do?
Well.
Yeah, I have an axe and I hang it in like my mattress just in case somebody wants to try something.
So
I have booby traps all over my house.
Yeah. The axe is the weapon of choice. You want to just chuck someone's head off.
I have secret weapons all around my house. I'm not even joking you. Just in case you want to try it in the living room, in case you want to try it in the guest bathroom.
Oh my God.
You want to come in my bedroom? I got something for you. You're losing limbs.
All right. Get excited. A real life Squid Game, you guys, is being organized in Abu Dhabi. Mm. It will include popular games from the show minus the horrific murder. Mm-hmm. Do we love this? I know you guys are big fans of Squid Game. You're both watching it.
I just finished.
Yeah.
Did you finish?
Just finished.
Okay. Oh, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not playing the real life. No.
Mm-mm.
Just in case somebody wants to pretend and bring, you know, some. What if there actually is a real gun or something? No.
Well, somebody's just not going to hear the part where there's no murder, and then it's going to go nighttime first night, and that person's going to kill 3 people, and they're gonna be like, "Whoa, we're sorry about this." Also, you're not going to win of $24 million. So you're just playing for a customized tracksuit.
You can order on Amazon.
We're all on television. They offer us customized tracksuits regularly.
Oh, that's all they offer us.
Yeah.
I'm not playing real life Squid Games. No. I don't know you like that. I don't know what y'all got planned. No, thank you.
My mom called me the other day because she hates violent shows. She's one of those. She's like, that's not good for your brain. And she goes, everyone's talking about Squid Game. Is it good? I go, it's really good, Mom. The acting's amazing. Cinematography's great. She goes, is it violent? I'm like, nah.
Oh, you lied to her? Yeah. Oh, you're so rude.
She finishes episode one. And she goes, what the f***?
But now she has to watch.
She's like, I'm going to watch another episode, and if it's any more violent, I swear to God, I go, don't worry, that was the only violent episode.
This is also something we were really, all the three of us were genuinely shocked about. Cardi B celebrated her 29th birthday with a dance hall theme party. I don't know how that happened so fast. All of her celebrity friends showed up, and there was a lot of ass shaking.
So I was invited to this party.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah. It was last night, but it didn't start until 10. Didn't start till 10, which means nobody.
Why didn't you take a day off? Are you crazy?
Yeah, yeah. What the f, Nina?
This is crazy.
Okay.
So you didn't
Nina, we host a show where we talk about this stuff, and you could have been our eyes on the inside.
I would have been so paranoid about COVID and everything and that little small dance. Like, no, it didn't start till midnight. It wouldn't have popped off till 12. It just, I can't, you know, I don't party like I used to, y'all.
Did they give you a plus one?
I probably could have bought a plus one.
Nina!
Who says she's bringing you?
Oh, actually, they did invite me because they said, oh, bring your friend so-and-so. So, yeah.
So-and-so meaning Morgan Stewart? Or how did they phrase it? Did they say Stewart Morgan? Either way works.
I just live vicariously through everybody who goes these days. I can't do the late. I'm trying to start something at 7:30.
It's hard.
Offset gifted Cardi for her birthday gift. He gave her a house in the Dominican Republic and showed the video of the house to everybody. He got her a house. So
those two.
What a birthday gift.
Oh, my God. I got to date a girl who lives in a very low value home property area because I can't afford a home in L.A.
No, you can give me a plot of land in another place.
Would you like a plot of land in Palmdale?
All right, Machine and Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, either way, are going full weird in GQ. Mm. They both posted the photos, and Megan captioned hers with a few of their hobbies, like guns, of blood, tantric night terrors, binding rituals, psychedelic hallucinations, and the kind of sex that would make Lucifer clutch his rosary. Okay, if this was a dating profile, are you swiping right?
This couple is not gonna last. Everybody knows that, right? Good for them. And I love how they throw all this stuff in there, and then there's like drinking each other's blood, and then underneath it says smoothies and therapy. I love the balance. Like, get out of here. Like, yeah. It's just such a shtick to me, but
it's gotten very shticky. You know, I will say in the beginning, it was super hot, super sort of like they found each other. Like, you can tell there's like a genuine connection. They've liked each other. And now it's really leaning heavy on this sort of like Angelina Billy Bob vibe. Yes. And it's like, okay, but we get it.
They see like how popular
it got.
They are. And now they're playing into something that was organic. And that happens. You know what I mean? Like, I think if when you get notoriety for one thing, we've seen like, you know, people start to play on it and it becomes like a shtick. I want your skull. We gonna make the devil, you know, grab his rosary. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, y'all have regular sex like everybody else. Like, oh, yeah, big deal. You do anal. Who gives a
Well.
Hey.
And on that note.
You're dark.
Yeah, you're dark. Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it would have been more interesting if they did an entire photo series doing really mundane couple things, like sitting at a breakfast table, not talking. You know?
It would have been Denny's.
Exactly. It would have been so, like, I think it's so much more interesting than playing into this trope.
It's going to make them money, though. They're going to book roles from it. They're in GQ because they're playing into it. So I get it. You know what I mean? If tomorrow somebody hit Hunter up and was like, we really love, you know, you got famous off of your ears, you're going to play into it every day.
Right.
Why the f*** would I get famous off my ears?
I don't know, but you play into your shirtless pictures all
you
the time.
You love yourself shirtless. You could do GQ style.
Yeah, you posted that picture in the gym yesterday. Like, you're playing into
it. Oh, I didn't see
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh,
okay.
And I think you photoshopped your neck.
I didn't Photoshop my neck.
You did.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
We'll discuss.
It's just my traps are kind of bulging lately.
Oh, my God. We have to take a break, but coming up, is a huge brain more important than a huge, you know, Meg Thee Stallion is letting us in on her love life next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Relationships aren't just about sex, Hunter. Stimulating your mind can also be hot.
Yeah,
that's piece of advice.
Stupid.
Yeah. At least that's what Meg Thee Stallion said on this week's episode of Peace of Mind with Taraji.
But you look happier than ever, honey. Does your love life have anything to do with it?
I love it. Yes, well, in it, baby. You know. Glow in it.
My boyfriend does make me very happy. He definitely takes care of me emotionally. He makes my brain feel good. He makes my heart feel good. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a big thing for me because I used to be so into the physical, right? Like,
Yeah, we know. We got it.
I love that.
I think we all are in agreement. You can't be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't stimulate your brain as well. Like, it's not even
It happens,
like,
though, a lot, Hunter.
No, I'm ready for love.
I think
you are.
I think you are, but in the meantime, you're putting your penis in a lot of things.
No, I'm not. I'm not putting my penis in anything. Let's just be clear.
This is the thing. Sometimes I think you are, like, you'll show me girls, and you can tell from the profile that, you know.
Listen, if I had CAT scans of their brains, I'd show you how big their brains are.
Okay.
But instead, I got bikini photos. Yeah. And that's what I'm going to show you,
and
okay?
Education doesn't necessarily mean depth. Like, somebody can have a degree and still not have a lot of common sense or be able to hold a conversation. It doesn't have to mean, you know, education doesn't mean that they can't stimulate you.
Look at me.
I agree.
I have no education. I'm so smart.
As she twirls her hair.
All right. Let's move on to other love. Lala Anthony opened up about her divorce to Carmelo Anthony. She talked to Angie Martinez all about the cheating allegations.
Were you really bad?
Yeah. I was bad because it was public. I was bad because there were other people involved. The first time I spoke about it, even a lawyer said once, well, he's a basketball player. What did you expect? And I'm like, to be honest, I didn't expect that. I didn't go into this marriage expecting that. Mm-hmm. So I was caught off guard.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You know, I am friends with Lala. I went to their wedding.
Who's Nina today? What's happening? What's happening?
Keep a lot of my shit on the low, but
okay, we need these people to come make
this
show.
But yeah, we're friends. We're good friends, and they were very much in love. You know, they were, you know, living in multiple cities. They have a son. It was, you know, he was very attentive to her. But I do understand people saying, like, rappers, athletes, you know what I mean? It's sometimes they have that stigma. But it isn't everybody, you know? And it is people who are, like, telling you they want to commit and they want to be in these relationships. And then you have this, like, public disrespect. And it's just, you know, as her friend, I was enraged. Temptation for men is just hard in general. And I think, you know, the regular dudes are cheating.
Yeah,
the regular dudes the have
real,
their pick of the litter.
Real regular.
So the dudes with the money and the cars and the notoriety, you know, you do see, like, very few of them being faithful. And then you hear stories and you see things happening in person. And you're like, damn.
I got to stop tagging my husband.
I think everybody knows who he is, girl.
Have you ever cheated and gotten away with it and that person never found out?
I've only cheated on someone once in my whole life, and I did not get away with it.
My high school.
I told you guys a story before, but no, I did not get away with it. It was awful.
Morgan?
My high school boyfriend I liked so much more than he liked me, so no.
Oh. You never cheated on anybody and got away with it?
No.
Oh, that's great.
Well, she's not going to tell you now.
By the way.
Because women don't do that, baby.
Dumb. Anyway. Moving on. Nina, we know Family Feud is your guilty pleasure, but it also might be a marriage destroyer. What the f*** is this show today? What is going on?
Have our producers been watching Scenes from a Marriage?
You were happy this morning.
Say it?
What else do you want us to all be on Prozac? It's f***ing nuts.
It's depressing.
This montage of regrettable moments, okay, has gone viral.
Is that your wife?
What is the least sexiest part of your wife?
Her stomach.
Mm.
Okay.
If you could change one part of your husband's body, what would it be? Joyce?
His penis.
Not Pete. Oh, poor Pete.
Old Pistol Pete, huh?
Pete, with that, I knew when he had that smiley tie on, something wasn't working right.
I also, the honesty, they really wanted to be honest on that show. Something about hitting that buzzer on time makes you say things.
Yeah,
her stomach.
Pete's handling that well.
Her stuff, like, you lose the game, dude. Like, you don't say that.
What the
If someone asked me on Family Feud, what's the least sexiest part of your wife, and it was something that I knew she was insecure about, I'd immediately go, you know what's so unsexy is how sexy she is. Makes it hard for me to focus, you know?
That's what you say when you love and care. I mean, that is nasty.
Don't things change for you guys? Like when you're really in love with somebody, things that are normally a turnoff, don't you, like, start to get attracted to those things? Like, even, like, when if my man is, like, stinky, I'll be like, go take a shower. But it doesn't turn me off.
No,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm like, you're disgusting.
Well, you're, like, smelling each other's armpits at that point.
I those things, like, I really love imperfections. Like, I don't want someone who's completely perfect.
No, of
course. I love imperfections on people. Ooh. I think, like, it's sexy.
Yeah, and then it goes the other way, too, where, like, the things you were in love with, as soon as you start resenting the person, you're like,
I hate that about you.
Look at this girl with this perfect ass walking around my house.
All right, we have to take another break. But up next, Yvonne Orji from Insecure is here. And she may have found a soulmate for Hunter's dad. Ooh, we'll let her explain.
Gonna be okay?
Mom, I'm really not pressed to be dating right now. I'm just focusing on me.
Well, by the time you're married, maybe your daddy could roll you down the aisle because he'll be in a wheelchair, because he'll be old, Molly.
I just want to fast forward to the part of my life when everything's okay.
If you knew the end was coming, how would you make the most of your time left?
I'm going to cry!
Oh, my God! HBO is here! I know! Yvonne Orji is here. Molly! Why end things now?
Wait, y'all got the wrong person. I think these questions are directed to Issa. Her name is called ISSA, last name Ray. You know, I'm just saying, it's not me.
That actually brings up a good question. So if Issa called you today and said, you know what, we want to do two more seasons, would you be in?
Two more seasons and a movie. But she's not doing a movie, and she's not doing two more seasons. So it don't matter. That call would never happen.
Oh, my God.
I was kind of going through some things with a friend last season when you guys actually did this show. So it was so good to see, like, a real thoughtful friendship, but also, like, showing the ups and downs, like, everything is not perfect. And also having, like, the love life exposed. Who you would like to see Molly and Issa end up with, whether it's their soulmates with each other or, you know, with the guys, like, if you could write it today, who would you imagine them with?
That's a good question.
Well, everybody to know that Prentice and Issa are gonna be texting and tweeting, like, there's a reason why you're an actor. Day job. Who do y'all want Molly and Issa to end up with?
I'm kind of over Lawrence. I'm going to be honest. I think Issa needs to leave him alone, child. I think she needs to block him in real life and on her Instagram.
I feel like you're projecting, because what did Lawrence do to you? What did Lawrence do to you?
I feel like he had a baby on me.
That was messy. Yeah. I feel like for the women to come together at the end,
I think a man comes in second to Molly and Issa's friendship.
Agreed.
They are truly, to me, each other's best part.
If they need us to write the show, we will write the show for them. No problem.
This is Yvonne talking. This is not Molly or this is Yvonne talking for Molly. I'm like, while I appreciate that, I also want these black women to come out with black love or white love or whatever love. I just want them to also have love. I feel like we can have both. We shouldn't have to choose. But, you know, again, I'm writing. So, shibbity dumbo, we go. Find out.
But you know, you're not just an actor. You have other big news coming out. You're hosting a reality series on HBO Max called My Mom, Your Dad. What's the premise, and can my dad apply?
Oh my God.
He is famously single.
It is a show where single parents, their children, nominate them to go into this house and with other single parents and hopefully find love. They don't know that their kids, though, are living in a house around the corner, and they can watch their every move, and they can also, yes, girl, and they can also kind of, you know, manipulate manipulate some of the dates in a good way, because they know their parents' trends. They know, like, okay, mom is going down the same path you always have.
I love this.
Yeah. How old are the kids that submit the parents? Like, what's the age that they can do that?
Yeah, I think they're, like, 18 to mid-20s.
Perfect. Then I will have my dad break up with his girlfriend, who is somewhere between 18 and mid-20s. He will come on the show, and he will have a good time.
Could you imagine, though, you would have to be in the house next door watching?
This is actually epic. Yeah. We might need to, you know, have you talk to Yvonne about this.
Yeah, my dad would be a good catch on the show. But...
He would, for sure.
I hope his girlfriend is not watching this, because you just shaded the heck out of her.
Okay, but we have to get to your book, because you had one come out this summer called Bamboozled by Jesus, which includes your pledge to not have sex before marriage. Okay, has this become more difficult for you the more notoriety you've gotten? Because I'm sure people are after you left and right.
If you're serious about a diet, you're just like, right. Well, I know I got to drop 10 pounds before a wedding, so this German chocolate cake looks great, but again, I got to drop 10 pounds before a wedding. You know,
she just compared it to a diet. Now I'm so in.
Well, she said German chocolate cake, and now I'm imagining a man in a German.
It was a very seductive cake choice, I will say. The German chocolate, the thickness, the richness.
I don't know, girl. I don't know about that. German chocolate cake is delicious. One thing that you do nail yourself, Yvonne, is your thirst traps. I mean, you post some very beautiful. Look at this. Look at this.
I mean, like I said, slow-mo. First of all, it ain't trapping if you ain't thirsty. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
Sometimes you gotta get the people what they want. No, I very rarely post things like this, just FYI.
Love it.
But I was feeling myself. I was in Morocco. I was looking good, feeling good, eating good, clearly.
After seeing that video, I just wanna say I'd marry you right now if that was an option.
You're not.
Let's just cut. We'll skip the hard part.
We couldn't end the interview without Hunter trying
to shoot his shot. It's
you
fine.
Know, he had to. Oh,
Hunter,
my God.
Did you see my comedy special? Because I talk about dating a guy named Hunter Walker. So what? Maybe.
How does it work for you every time?
Yeah, I don't mind being Hunter number two. Second is the best. That's what they say.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
The beer game is popping, too. You know what? Let's talk offline.
There we go. Oh, my God. Yvonne, seriously, thank you so, so much for joining us. We all had such a good time. You guys, be sure to check out the fifth and final season of Insecure, October 24th on HBO. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night. So set your DVRs.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.